Let's get fucking lucky! Look at
it! Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better. Woo!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
It doesn't matter what your names are.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
God created the heaven. He created the earth. He created
the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Almost as good as a Game 2 Cavaliers victory in the playoffs. Better than a DiVincenzo 3. And absolutely better than a Jamal Murray shot at the buzzer. It is the what? Tuesday edition of the Kenny and JT Show. Oh. Coming to you live from the corner of 6th and Market. Beautiful, overcast, downtown, Hall of Fame City, Canton, Ohio. What do you mean? You like that Jamal? You like Jamal Murray better than our show? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, did you see that shot last night?
I sure did.
Oh, my God. I watched the entire game because I had money on it. And so
shocker.
I'm watching the game, and I had Denver on the money line, right? And JT, in one of my apps, you can cash out periodically throughout the game, right? They'll give you less money than what you would win. So I'm sitting there throughout the game, and I'm like, should I just, lick my wounds and take whatever money I can get there, getting beat by 20? Then it was 15. Then it was 10 at the end of the third quarter, right? And I'm like, you know what? I got to stay true to my gut. I think Denver's going to come back and win, but I still had my doubts. And thank God I didn't cash out, because when he hit that, made me a big winner. And that shot was remarkable considering who was guarding.
Yeah, we're all hanging on the edge of our seat to find out whether or not you win a money line bet on the Denver Nuggets. My problem is this.
What?
That Cavaliers team got zero love, zero, on any network between last night, overnight, or this morning, whether it was TNT, TBS, whoever it is, NBA TV, or ESPN. Nothing. We just won game two of a four-game, hopefully a closeout in a series of the best of seven against Orlando. Nobody cares. It's a boring game. Cavaliers were up big. Orlando came back. We were able to hold them off. Now, Denver's not playing extremely well right now, but again, it may be enough, and that's a team they beat the Lakers. That's 10 times in a row that team can't beat Denver. Cavaliers get no love.
Yeah, I watched the TNT postgame show with Shaq and Kenny and Charles, and they barely did the highlights. And did you notice when they were running the highlights?
Yeah.
They were talking over them like they didn't even exist.
Now,
right?
I understand it wasn't their game, so I get that. But the best doubleheader we've ever had on TNT in the history. Ernie, I've been here 38 years. Yep. That's the best doubleheader. Hey, listen, there's a lot of basketball fans in Northeast Ohio that love the Cleveland Cavaliers. That place was rocking last night.
I will say this, though, because I've watched a lot of basketball over the years as well. The way the Knicks, Sixers, and then Nuggets, Lakers games ended, right? And don't forget, number one market, number two market, New York, L.A. That's why they focused on those. They were two of the craziest endings affected by the officiating, that I have ever seen in back-to-back games on TV.
See, you hit it right on the head. Just because the last couple of minutes were just frenzied doesn't mean that they were good games. When you're getting blown out by 20 points, again, it proves that there's no lead that's safe in the NBA. We get that, okay?
Right.
Now,
right.
Does that mean that the whole game was exciting? I don't think that game was exciting. Watching Jokic lumber down the field or down the court, throw up an alley-oop or a layup, that's not exciting to me. What's exciting was that last play. That was excitement, man. The last couple of minutes, exciting. Doesn't mean it was a great game. Now, that Knicks, and this goes back to what you guys were laughing at me yesterday when I asked about the officiating. Oh, that's playoff basketball. Baloney. This is like wrestling. I was watching a WWE last night. They were in Columbus, by the way, for SmackDown. They're letting guys just drill each other in these playoffs, and that's not what we saw all season long. There's such a disparity between the officiating and the regular season and what we're seeing now, and everybody just wants to keep talking about the Cavaliers. Are you tough enough? Oh, did you learn anything from last year? Forget about last year. Is so much in the past right now. If you didn't learn anything or you didn't make your team better, who cares about last year? There's a lot of players on that team that aren't there now this year. Forget about the past.
Yeah, I here's my problem from last night, all right? What I was bitching about more than anything else, we end the show, right? pregame show comes on at 6:30 on WHBC. I have Mike Snyder and Tim Alcorn and Jim Tom listening to the pregame show. 7 o'clock, I go. I turn my TV on. I bring up NBA TV because I don't have Bally's, right? I bring up NBA TV. Blacked out in our area.
How about that?
Could not watch it unless I went to a bar that had Bally's or if I had the Bally's app. So you know what I did? I said, F you, Bally's, because I was pissed at them because they're broadcast, you know. Well, it's supposed to be on national TV, NBA TV.
Right.
No. So you know what I did? And I texted him throughout the entire game, and he did, and we're going to hear some of his call. I listened to Tim Alcorn from start to finish, and he did an awesome job with that game yesterday, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs, the excitement. Thanks. Throughout that entire game. And then I went back online and pulled up the highlights and everything to match everything up so I could talk about it today. Timmy did a phenomenal job, but I was pissed. Yeah. NBA TV, if it's on NBA TV while it's on Bally's, it's blacked out.
It's amazing. There are only three games last night, and one of them's not televised. If you don't have Bally's, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And Bally's sucks, with their cover. Hey, I'm just saying, it does. But not as bad as ESPN the other night with their broad, both of them. So why aren't all the games just on TNT? That's what I want to know. Put them all on TNT.
You know what they should do? They should hire everybody that does all those college games during March Madness. Put them on.
Yeah.
Put them on.
There you go. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. So, let's hear. You watched it. I listened to it. So I know what it's going to sound like here, but let's hear from the man, the myth, the legend, who joins us on a regular basis, the radio voice of your Cleveland Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn, with his calls from last night.
Let's play some Cavaliers playoff basketball. Mitchell at the foul line got hit. Threw it up and in, and he got fouled. How about that? And Donovan Mitchell with a fist pump or two. Cavs up three, 16-13. Mitchell lobbed to Allen. Pow! Mitchell with the throw to the fro for the throwdown. Here's Mitchell into the paint. Mitchell, pow, with two hands. Donovan Mitchell has a 14-point first quarter. LeVert stutter steps, comes left of the lane. Hands off Allen. And he crushed it. Timeout. Magic. Ball hit the rim. Out of there with it, Strus. Ahead to Ice. Up, good with the left hand. Ice has put the Magic into the deep freeze. Garland on the right side. Gets by Harris underneath Mobley. Pow! Oh, what a scintillating move from DG. Snaked by Harris. Wormed his way to the hoop. Right side to Garland. Garland unloads a three. Bang!
Wow. Huge.
DG, as the shot clock was winding down, hits nothing but net. And the Cavaliers are up 17. Garland, another three. Bullseye! Back to back from downtown for DG. Franz Wagner feeds it low to Mo. Allen blocked the shot. Cavs to the other end. DG works to the right sideline. Long three. Got it! The white towels are waving. The crowd in an uproar. Cavaliers by 22. Rebound comes off to Strus. Saves it in. Ahead to Okoro. Pow! That's the finishing touch. Cavs win.
Oh, come on, Cavs.
Eric Brooks.
There he is, Eric Brooks. How about this? Bullseye. How about that? Throw to the fro. Pow! Ice putting them in the deep freeze, scintillating, bang, and one Brian didn't play.
What?
That he, after, you know, we were texting back and forth, he said it was for us, if we were listening. Oh, no. When somebody put up a shot and they missed it badly, that's a brick. I heard it live, and I was laughing, man. Timmy was, you couldn't tell that he wasn't feeling good. He was on the top of his game yesterday, calling that one, as again, JT, wire to wire, 5-0, thanks to Donovan Mitchell. They never trailed in that game. They haven't trailed in the first two games.
Which just goes to show you how much better the Cavaliers are than the Magic, because Cavaliers didn't play a great game. And again, shooting's not very good. Cavs shot 42% to Orlando's 36. From three, the Cavaliers not much better at 31%, and Orlando shoots 26%. Turning the ball over, not shooting great from the foul line again. Cavaliers shot 62% from the foul line, 16 of 26. That ain't going to get it done, man.
Not in the next round. In this round, it might. Hey, right? You might not get by the Magic.
It may not in this round. Let's remember, that team's going to shoot better. They said it all night long. That team will shoot better when they're at home. They'll play better in front of their fans. Let's hope the Cavaliers can respond. It's nice. It's great to be up 2-0.
Oh,
playing
it is.
Like this.
And you'd like to solve these problems up 2-0 instead of 1-1 or down 0-2, right? But to your point, 70% free throw shooting through the first two games. Horrible, right? 32 turnovers in the first two games, 16 a game. That's six too many, at least right there. And the three-point shooting, JT, they're 20 of 69 from beyond the arc. That's a dismal 29%. And yet they're up 2-0 because of the points in the paint and the rebound.
And everybody wants to talk about defense, but I'm seeing some wide-open threes that they're missing too. Now, let's talk about those turnovers. Garland and Mitchell combined for 7. Garland gives you another 4. Mitchell with 3 last night, but Banchero with 6 on his own. Are the lights too bright for him right now?
Well, 15 turnovers in 2 games for him. Yep. JT, he had 9 in game 1. So, yes, much like, and we were hoping for this, right? Mm-hmm. We said, let's hope the Magic go through what the Cavs went through last year. And we're seeing some of them do that in this game, or in this series, I should say. And, yes, Banchero, the physicality for, you know, what happens in the playoffs, he hasn't seen that at Duke or in the regular season. Mm-hmm. So that's all new to him, and we're going to see if he adjusts to it in time or if the Cavaliers make quick work of Banchero and the Orlando Magic.
You know, those Wagner brothers, too, I know they combined for 30 points, but I'm not sold on that. That's not a good team.
You know what? The future's bright in Orlando. It is with the, you know, the draft picks that they made. And as long as you have Banchero and he gains experience from this. But right now, they're mouthing off when they haven't done a doodly squat, right? He had the one dunk on Jared Allen yesterday. Big deal. You know, Allen's been dunked on before, but he's blocked more shots than he's been dunked on. So, you know, for me, to run your mouth when you're down 18 in a game and you're down 2-0, that makes you look like an idiot.
First thing you got to do is you got to point at the scoreboard, and then you look at your stat line, and you look at Jared Allen with 20 rebounds again and, 16 points. He had you. He had you for lunch yesterday. It was unreal. The person I like on this Orlando team, to me, that's got the most guts, obviously, in a game like yesterday, is Jalen Suggs. Because when that knee bent backwards, I thought he was done.
Yeah,
that dude's tough too.
To come back out, and now he didn't play great, but to come back out and even play shows you his toughness. And, yes, I liked him at Gonzaga. We're going to see how – what's the way I want to put this? That knee, how much it's going to bother him game 3, right? Because, the adrenaline, you're able to come back, but now you let it, you know, rest and ice it, and then you got to go through treatment and everything, and how much does it act up? Because, look, Jimmy Butler finished the game, remember, the other day? And then he was MRI'd and done for the season. Now, I'm not hoping that Suggs is done for the season, but it's something to keep an eye on for the rest of this series.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that's a great win. Get a couple of days off, and it's amazing, too, because I was looking at the schedule. You realize that Boston does not play tonight? They get another day off.
They play tomorrow. Game 2 tomorrow?
Maybe that comes with being the number 1 seed. I don't know.
It's either number 1 seed or TV ratings, right? So if they play tomorrow.
So what you're telling me is the Celtics will not be on NBA TV.
No, you will be able to find them on national TV, either ABC, TNT.
What the hell is NBA
ESPN?
TV? I don't even know if I get NBA TV. Probably not.
I do, but again, it had a picture of an eye on the TV with a line through it. This game is not available in your area.
Yeah, welcome back to the 80s when the Browns are playing on a Sunday and it's blacked out in your area and you've got to go get an antenna so you can beam it in from Youngstown.
Yeah, so, you know, from that standpoint, it pissed me off. But, hey, was able to listen to it and then go back and watch it after the fact. It's not the same, but I still get the visual to go with the audio from what Timmy, said yesterday on the radio. And Cavaliers, hey, they're up 2-0. We expected them to be up 2-0, so they've taken care of business and won by double digits in both games.
Do you realize, even though that game was on NBA TV and Bally's, during the broadcast, and I switched over and I watched a little bit of those other games. There's not even a highlight in those other games of the Cavaliers game.
No, they don't exist.
No.
Because, again, that series, the Cavs Magic series is the throwaway series according to the network, to the advertisers. Doesn't mean a doodly squat.
Huh.
When New York is playing, they will be the number one featured team. When Boston is playing, they will be the number one featured team. When the Lakers and LeBron are playing, they're going to be the number one featured team. Even though OKC is the number one seed, Lakers are going to be featured.
I get that, but there's only three games on a night.
I know.
They televise more football games on a NFL Sunday.
I agree with you 100%. But
unreal.
That's the way they do things in the NBA.
These are the playoffs.
Now, did you see LeBron post-game bitching about the officiating?
Of course he did. And I think, you know, at times, first of all, you don't blow a 20-point lead, okay?
Right.
Forget about it. But also, I agree with him. I agree with the what Embiid said as well. And I don't agree the way Embiid did it. At least LeBron is a typical LeBron fashion in a post-game interview. I don't like it. He'll call out anybody. But
right.
Embiid, it was like when Kawhi Leonard hit that shot in Toronto, right?
Yep.
What are you going to do, cry? There's no crying in basketball.
He didn't even look at the camera.
That's my point. You're the leader of this team.
Scratching his hair. Right. I know.
Dropping F-bombs everywhere.
He did come back towards the end of that. And again, it depends on what they show you and what they don't show you.
They showed you
that part. But the other part of it was he said, we should have won both games. We're still going to win this series. I feel good about our guys.
And maybe there's a method to the madness. Maybe he keeps his head down. Because if he's looking at the camera and really chastising the officiating, then he knows what's going to happen. He's going to get fined. If he says it the way he was doing it, maybe, you know, crying and just moping around, maybe it goes for naught.
Well, remember, in the past, the generals, as I like to call them, they're the leaders of men, the coaches in the past, the likes of Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra and Greg Popovich and Phil Jackson. They would, after a loss in a close game, where they would work the NBA and the officials so when they do go home that the calls go their way at home and give LeBron credit for doing it for his team. We'll go back to Los Angeles for game three and give Embiid, not as emphatic as LeBron, but some credit for doing it for his team. As well as their coach, who said he tried to call timeout three times and they didn't.
He did. He said the official looked right at him and didn't give him the timeout. Okay, fine.
Yep.
But the thing is this. When you really consider how badly officiated both those basketball games were last night towards the end, that wasn't the worst officiating of the day yesterday. Did you see the highlights? Aaron Boone getting tossed from what a fan yelled at the umpire?
It was hysterical, wasn't it?
Man, dude, that is like one of the fun. That should be on Shaqt and a Fool.
Yes.
It should.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, guy didn't say anything, and he threw him out.
He questioned a check swing call on a hit batter with the first base umpire. Wendell Stett, the home plate umpire's bitching back at Aaron Boone saying, don't say another word or you're gone. So Boone says, fine, and he stands there. And the guy in the second row.
He's looking the other way.
Right, right. And the guy in the second row wearing a Yankees hat starts chirping at Wendell Stett, and Wendell Stett threw out Aaron Boone.
Hysterical.
And they have it on TV, the whole audio.
It's hysterical.
And the video. Yeah.
He made a comment on X or whatever afterwards and said, look, I don't care what happens. I mean, this has happened before. I'm not going to put up with this crap. And I thought it was hysterical. And I also think it's probably the right call. You're not going to let these guys get over on you. And guess what? What's done is done. You move forward. What are you going to do
about it? Rabbit ears. Wendell Stat, just umpire the game. Nobody wants to see or hear from you. And you made a fool of yourself yesterday for throwing out a guy when he didn't say a damn thing
That's
to you. And then you tried to back it up.
I'm not taking any crap from anybody. And if you're a Yankee fan, guess what? I just threw out your manager. I loved it.
Because of you. Because of you, the fans.
Could you imagine? That would be something I should do. I should go to a game. Hey, Blue, you suck. And get Vogt. Is that his name? Brian?
Vogt.
Could I get Vogt kicked out of a game if I said, hey, Blue, you suck?
Yeah. Better not wear your media pass. They'll suspend you.
Hey, Blue, where are your glasses?
Blue, you blew. You blow, blue. Yeah, just something like that. You got to use the, well, there's a couple of choice words that if you use, then you'll get their attention. But you also won't stick around to watch the end of the game.
That's right.
Now, I can say this, and I'm proud of this. I've received one technical foul in my career as a coach or a player, and I've never gotten thrown out of a game. Got thrown out of practice, got thrown out of a scrimmage, but never thrown out of a game. So there you go. As much as I get on umpires and referees.
Didn't you get a stern talking to when you were with Dan Dockich at a basketball game or something, though? At a college game? Didn't you get yelled at by somebody?
No, Dan Dockich. We were doing the game on WKNR, Bowling Green, when he was the head coach.
Okay.
And there was a horrible call made by the official, and I said on the radio, that's one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Dockich hears me say that. He says, hey, Mr. Official, come on over here. Right? Dockich says, that was a terrible call. Even the radio announcer said, you suck. So he
gets himself off the hook.
Yeah, he blamed it on me.
That's
and
awesome.
We've been best friends ever since that happened.
That's
so,
really good.
Yeah, it was classic because we were sitting right next to their bench. Now, he didn't say, he dropped some F-bombs and all that at the official, and they, you know, accepted that from him. I couldn't do that in the radio.
It's a great idea. We should get him back on the program, see what he thinks about this officiating. Because it's just, I know it's a different thing, like I said earlier, but I just don't get it. I mean, it's totally let these guys have at it. I mean, it's one thing to let them play. It's another thing to let them just get drilled like somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, here's what you have to do if you're...
I'm going to cut you off real quick. The reason I say that is because when you're not used to this, somebody's going to really get injured badly. And then they're going to make changes to the officiating. If a guy goes down and gets concussed, it's over. It's over.
Here's what they have to do as players. You have to go back to playground mindset. When you played in the playgrounds, right, hardly any fouls were called. And so you just have to go into the game expecting no calls, okay, and not let it bother you mentally. Because if you do, then you're not only getting bad calls against you, you're then letting it affect you negatively as a player on the court, and that's a lose-lose situation. So you've got to try and be mentally tougher for when the officials really do suck or they let a lot go like they're doing in the postseason.
Well, I guess that's where the experience comes into play. Because we went through it last year. We got bullied. We got fouled. We didn't give it back. We could dish it out this year and take it back. And it's differently, I guess, than it was last year. Because when you consider all things are equal now, it's who can withstand that and come back and finish a game. Cavaliers were able to hold on and win that game last night, to whereas the Lakers weren't.
Right. And I know LeBron was pissed at the officiating, and there were some questionable calls that went against them, right? But Anthony Davis had 28 points at halftime, JT, okay? Mm-hmm. You know how many shots he got in the fourth quarter?
One
shot. That's on LeBron as an experienced player on the floor, on, you know, Darvin Ham, and on the Lakers team for not going back to Anthony Davis, who dominated the first half and gave them, what, a 20-point lead in the first half.
But there might be a problem with that. He might have been winded. I think the Lakers, towards the end of that game, were done. Now, whether or not they wanted to move it inside to him or not, maybe he just couldn't handle it anyway. And that last shot that LeBron could have made, I think the only reason he takes it is because he's so wide open. The defender had fallen down and given him like 15 feet for a clear three that he shot way before the shot clock was even close to being expired and gave Denver the opportunity to hit that dagger and win the game at the buzzer.
The reason he also took that shot is he had just made 2 3-pointers and was feeling good. Okay, so he's letting it fly. And here's the thing for me, and I go back to my reason I didn't cash out last night. What did I tell you yesterday about the altitude in the fourth quarter, right? Denver looked fresher, didn't they, in the fourth quarter? And they played almost the entire second half, all their stars.
What's the line
in
that game?
They weren't as effective.
What's the line in that game?
I had it on the money line, so I don't remember what the spread was. So I'm going to say it was probably Denver by 3.5 at least, if not more, right? So if you had
7.5.
There you go. If you took the Lakers and the points, you won yesterday, right?
Yeah.
But I had the Nuggets on the money line with three other teams in a parlay, so I was sweating it out. But thank you, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, for bailing me out and helping me win a few few bucks, not a lot. Hey, when we come back, who do you want to hear from, JB or JT? JB or Donovan Mitchell when we come back?
I think you just answered that question. Let's go to the coach, JB Bickerstaff. Okay.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.